Welcome to Organize Anything with Colette Robichaux on 105.9 Seaside FM.
Welcome. I'm Krista Cook, and Colette Robichaux, the organizing coach from Organize Anything, is here with me today, and we're talking about surviving holiday stress. Welcome, Colette.
It's great to be back, Krista.
Okay, so tell me, what happens to people when the holidays arrive?
Well, it's not always pretty.
No.
I get some pretty frantic phone calls sometimes. People can be very stressed. It should be a joyous time, but for some people, there can be some sad moments as well. But a lot of times, it's just feelings of overwhelm. We've got so much going on. We've got shopping. We're either entertaining in our homes or we have to be outside. We're eating and we're drinking more. We're pulled in a million different directions. So not always as holly and jolly as we want it to be or what we see on the big screen.
Inevitably, it seems by the time Christmas comes, everyone's so exhausted that they don't truly enjoy the time that they've worked so hard towards.
Right. People feel a lot of pressure of those shoulds and those things that they're sort of talked into from maybe things that our parents did or maybe things that we see on the cover of, you know, Martha Stewart or all the beautiful magazines and the recipes and the things to cook. But truly, I know for most of my friends and for the people that I work with, we don't have really too much extra time to be doing the crafty things and stuff. And I know with our kids, we have to, you know, ramp it up a little bit, but we've got to learn about how to make it easier on ourselves. And that's going to reduce some of that holiday stress a little bit more.
Exactly. Now, for instance, my grandmother, I mean, it's all about baking.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she's known.
For
sure. Fabulous baker. She started her Christmas baking already.
Of course.
I'm not a baker,
mm-hmm.
and I've gotten over the guilt of that.
Right. And that's good. I think that's the right point there. Get over the guilt of it. I'm not a baker either. I'm not a great chef. I say I make a great reservation. You know, so this is what we have to think about. Be real about who we are and what we enjoy. Shouldn't it be enjoyable for us, or should we have some label put on us that because the calendar turned over and it's December, we should be a baker if we're not at other times of the year? So as much as we love to honor the traditions of our family, let's just get real about who we are personally and how that fits in our family and our lifestyle.
For certain. Now, saying I'm not a baker, that doesn't mean that me and the girls don't bake something.
Yeah.
But we may use prepackaged.
For sure.
And it just cuts down on time. We can still have the moment. We can still enjoy the cookies.
Yeah.
But the fact that I haven't made them from scratch is, well, too bad.
And I don't think your gals probably ever complain and say, Mommy, why aren't we making that from scratch?
I don't believe they would really know the difference.
Exactly. And that's a good statement to make. Do people really know the difference? We have to really audit what we're doing and, you know, all the running around and the extra stuff. And a lot of times people do not know the difference. So figure out where the deficits are. If you don't have time or you don't have money or you don't have energy, and these are some of the things that we're lacking that time of year, don't be doing the extras in areas where it, you know, people don't notice anyway.
Isn't that the truth? I mean, there are those, for instance, will take their packaging of their gift. You know, it has to be wrapped in beautiful wrapping,
mm-hmm.
most beautiful ribbons and adornments on
mm-hmm.
it. And someone just rips that open, pays no mind to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's just one example of many things.
Right. I saw something recently. It was some stats on the purchase of greeting cards. And I found it very interesting that the majority of people that buy greeting cards are women. It was like way up there, like 80% or 90%. And you know how much time you can go finding the right card, you know, and picking it out in the saying. And, you know, I talked about this with my boyfriend. He goes, yeah, I don't know. I just buy it at the dollar store. It doesn't matter. And like, they really don't get it. So we're not only spending the time and looking, we're often buying those cards that these days, you know, is groceries for a week, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so again, think of where the return is on that. If a person really doesn't notice it, or do you need a card at all? I mean, today we're making decisions based on the environment.
Correct.
And, you know, do we need to kill another tree, or do we need that tinsel that doesn't decompose, and, you know, all of those sort of things. Do we need to maybe spend our time sewing some reusable bags? Would that be a great gift for someone because they're reusable and you can use them year after year, or they could use them for other things? Like, really think about where we are right now and get real about your time and your talents and what you like to do.
I know one of the things we enjoy is just using brown paper
yes.
to wrap gifts. And of course you can color them, you can draw pictures on them,
sure.
you can decorate them with stickers, it just makes the brown paper look a little more festive.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we haven't bought the, you know, foil wrapping paper.
For sure. And kids can get involved with that. And like you say, color on it. They can also use even the cartoons, you know, that, you know, our newspaper going to be recycled anyway. And then you can recycle them later. And kids really love that. And they get what it's like these days to not be buying. They're learning about that in school. We're a little behind on all that sort of stuff and still looking at the tinsel-y stuff that is sitting in our landfill. So we've, you know, we've got to think and come up with the times a little bit more with that. So, and by doing that, you know, we're talking about being less stressful that, you know, what is the difference? You might have a beautiful yellow bag that, you know, you bought an article of clothing and it has no writing on it. You could just put a bow around that and give it to someone. And again, you're reusing that bag and it has another purpose. So it doesn't necessarily have to be going out and purchasing that additional gift wrap, which again, to create stress afterwards, if you have it left over, you've got to have a place to store it that it doesn't get wrinkled. You know, and the other thing is, do you have this big, where do you have all the room to do all the wrapping? People, you know, it's nice in the magazines. They have wrapping center and a wrapping room and all of that.
The biggest table you could ever see.
Yeah, and all the ribbon is lined up and it's perfect. Yes. So, but you know, most of us, and that's what I said about getting real, most of us sort of work in a different way. It's not exactly happening like that.
Definitely. And of course, another thought is people aren't necessarily buying Christmas trees the way they used to. They're buying living trees and decorating those and planting them, which is a great idea. And I suppose, again, when you think about getting real, if that 8-foot Christmas tree and having to, you know, decorate it and get that ready for the holidays, and there's only two of you, perhaps you want to think about a 4-foot tree.
For sure. Or having
an artificial tree.
I think for where we come from, the thought of having sort of an artificial tree for a long time, you know, was a little bit odd to us. I know I'm from Lunenburg County, Christmas tree capital of the world. So, you know, we didn't always look at that. But I know when I got my artificial tree, I got for the first time years ago, and I put it up early, and I mean early, before the season hit.
Right.
I had it done, and then when I was out entertaining, I didn't have to worry about it, and it stayed there, and I was really happy because it was over with, and I wasn't trying to put it up at the height of when all that busyness and craziness is going on. So there is a beauty in that. And then a few years ago, I got another little tree that had, you know, was already ready to go. You put away, and it was just feathers, and it's just cute, and I downsized again, and it's sort of like putting up that tree is like a 3-second job. And again, I don't have kids or things like that, but think about it. Don't be pressuring ourselves. And even at a certain point, you know, should you be up on a ladder or doing that? Should you be pulling and lifting heavy things? I know, you know, I live alone. I don't want to be reaching and worried about falling over and grabbing things. How do I get it out of that cubby hole and things like that? We want to be safe and in dragging these things out. You don't want to throw your hip out, you know, trying to get the tree out. So lots of things for us to consider there. So make it less stress-free and think about, you know, what you're using for a tree or whether you need it at all. There are lots of other little decorations that you can get out to make things feel festive. There's no shortage.
There is no shortage. It's crazy. I just find over the years it's like you have to have a new theme every year.
Yeah, and don't get tied into that. I mean, well, that's something we put on ourselves, and I see that when I'm out and people, especially when they're asking me to help them with their basement or their garage, and I'm looking through, and it's like, wow, you know, it's like the equivalent of a small home in Christmas things. When you do change your theme every year, so you know, if you are doing that theme change, let it go, get it out early, get it out, you know, that someone else who maybe is less fortunate than to change themes every year can grab a nice bin of things and be using it.
What can people do to prepare for what can be a joyous but also very stressful time?
Well, as we were saying, it's like really get real about yourself. So, you know, what are my time limitations? Who are the people that really have expectations or would really love certain things from us? You don't want to give up making the cookies with the gals, but how does it make it easier? Who are those visits that I want to make and I truly enjoy, or those ones where I feel that should comes into play,
it's
or I've been
attend.
Talked into it. Yeah. And you know what? Our life is too short for those must attends. You know, I get a lot of times when we're in business that it's great for us to show up and, you know, show our respect to clients and things like that. But you know what? If it's at the sake of our health and our personal relationships, I think we have to reevaluate that, because we're just in this society of more and bigger and better and busy and busier. And truly, a lot of people get sick during Christmas. The extra pressure, the extra running around, and
stress,
you know, all of that.
Contributes.
And it's, you know, it's at the height of our flu and cold season as well. So we've really got to think about that. So reducing what those expectations are of ourselves first And often, a lot of times, if people are having large gatherings, they really don't know whether you're there or not. A nice little note, but you know, to say, thank you for inviting me. I really can't make it. You don't have to say, because I'm going to bed early or because I'm exhausted. Just, you know, it's okay to say no. And that's one of those big things. Learning how to say no gracefully is a really good treat. So, and it's the same as people asking you to do different things. You know, it's like, can you volunteer here with this? We're doing, you know, the big craft show, or we're doing, you know, the big sing song or whatever, and I'd like you to be doing this. It's okay to say no. And a lot of times we get blocked into that, well, I have to have a good reason, you know, unless I'm in the hospital or something. But no, it's our right to say no to anything. So it is that heightened season of not only people inviting us to come out for a good reason, but there's a lot of extra volunteering. Oh, well, we're trying to get this together for the church, and we're trying to get this together for something else. And that's a lot of pressure. And that doesn't mean that you're less generous or whatever, but the truth is we want to be healthy first, and we want to be taking care of ourselves to see the next Christmas, you know.
Exactly.
So, you know, these are the things to take into consideration. So learning to say no is really helpful to take out of that stressful time as well.
What about if you don't like shopping?
Oh, well.
Hire a professional?
Exactly. We've spoken before about using professionals. I'm a big believer in that. When, you know, people have some things that they need, hire a professional. I know our company does shopping. We also do gift wrapping. There are other companies that do that. If you go to the malls, there are people that will do the wrapping for you as well. So get a professional to help you out. And a professional could be your niece, you know, that you're just going to offer a little bit. Or even you could barter some resources. If it's another family member, you know, where are you going? Well, I'm going to the mall over there today, can you pick these up for me? You know, so maybe you sort of share the duties a bit. So it's not truly another professional, but it's sort of that exchange or barter. If you do this for me, I'll do that for you. And the same way as, oh, I need to make cookies for this school. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to double a recipe of this dip that I'm making to take to the thing. How about if you double your recipe for the cookies, we'll switch off a little bit.
Exactly. Cookie exchanges are very popular now.
Oh, for sure.
And they're fabulous because it's a great way to get a variety of cookies.
It is. And delegating, you know, to your kids or other family members. It's, you know, we can't do it all ourselves. And a lot of times it is the lady of the family that gets stuck with that. And even if our family members have grown and are out of the home, we're still a lot of times taking on some of those responsibilities that we could delegate to other family members. Just because, you know, the Christmas gathering was here for the last 30 years, don't think that you have to get roped into that again. And if you are still doing it, have it there. It's your location, but really delegate out. Okay, who's bringing the turkey? Who's bringing the other things? Make it potluck, but don't forget then to also have some people that are arriving early to help you get things together too, because people will really go out of their way to do all that. You can be exhausted before people even get there, and have your little cleanup crew as well. So really think about delegating that stuff out, and that's going to help you a lot.
Now, in terms of hiring a professional, whether it be a professional shopper or being able to get your items gift wrapped, etc. The other thing I think is very important, people sort of go to a mall and they just expect presents to jump out as they walk through stores. They really don't know what they're after. They haven't listed, they haven't really thought before they've gone. Now you're in the store, you've got the crowds, you become overwhelmed.
For sure. People aren't buying smartly when it's like that.
No.
I have a lot of my clients that ask me about gift giving, and we do a little brainstorming with it. So first, you know, we sort of look at the list and who is it you're still giving to, and what would be appropriate to them. And honestly, most people have a lot of stuff. That's why I'm in business.
Right.
And most people buy the stuff they want and the stuff they need themselves. So when it comes to gift giving, it gets pretty difficult. So I'm a big believer these days into buying experience and consumables. So again, they're not left with more stuff.
Right.
And so you can think about it in that way. And sometimes, you know, what does that mean? It can be gift certificates, or it could be, you know, I had a girlfriend of mine that makes me her favorite macaroni and cheese that I freeze.
Yes,
and if I'm homesick, it's like, oh my gosh, I've got that in the cupboard. I sort of save it for a special day. Jams, jellies, if you're still into doing that, you know, through the year, whatever. But experience, like a gift certificate to the theater, movie tickets, you know, even gift cards for restaurants. And I know one year with my nieces and my brother and my mom, I did this little, made up this little game with gift cards from the Bay, the Gap, Tim Hortons, all kinds of places. And we just drew names and you got to pick a card and then you exchanged it if you didn't know. We had a blast with this. So make a little game out of it. Because, you know, here I've got some teenage nieces and I thought, you know, they want to buy what they want to buy. And they didn't know what the value was on the card. And then we ended up switching off cards because they didn't know if it was a $5 card or a $30 card. We had so much fun with that. I put the envelopes on the tree and we actually ended up doing that on Christmas Eve. And it was a great little game that we played. But think about ways to be a little more creative. It doesn't have to be about money. But in the end, then you're maybe not buying someone something that they really don't need and don't want. And have those conversations with family. Like, what do we really want our family Christmas to look like? And not just that central family, but bigger. You know, when people are saying, I have to buy for, you know, 13 nieces and nephews. Like, what, you know, people can have conversations about that.
Oh, for sure. Now, the other thing that I think, and I'm glad to see that people are making donations
in
lieu of corporate gifts or in lieu of gifts, period.
For sure.
Families are deciding, you know, we don't need anything. Let's give our money to an organization that will give a child a Christmas.
Exactly. And how wonderful is that? Oh. It is the season of giving.
And that is what it's about.
And to be giving to people that aren't going to, you know, sort of open something and sort of look a little funny and be, you know, almost upset that they don't like it, when how much better is it that we're actually providing to people that need some things? And there are so many wonderful organizations that you can look at wherever you live, and to know that you've supported a family, or you're picking an angel off a tree when you're out shopping or something, and that it's a little boy, or you're buying a toy, or all these campaigns that are going on. How great is that to feel that you're doing that sort of thing? So it's just wonderful to be giving in someone else's name. It surely is, and it makes everyone feel really, really great.
Definitely. You know what I like to do?
What's
I
that?
I like to shop online.
Yes, there's another good idea. Tell me how you do that. Do you start early, or is it you get up to the deadline?
Actually, no. I shop all year. Mm-hmm. So if I see something and it's May, I don't care. I will buy it and set it aside. And if there is a good sale on something that you know inevitably you're going to need to buy in December, I will do that. We do a fairly simple Christmas, and what I like is just the traditions that you can incorporate. And I think we've only learned recently from our girls now being in their teenage years what they consider the traditions.
Yes.
May not be what we consider traditions.
That's a great point, Krista.
Like, honestly, take Halloween that just recently went by. My oldest daughter was quite crushed that we didn't all go pick out the pumpkins.
Okay.
We didn't think that was a big deal. Mm-hmm. It turned out that was a really important to her. That was tradition.
Okay.
So it's nice to have those conversations,
for
especially
sure.
within the family, because you may actually find out it's not the way you thought.
Exactly. And that's, you know, sort of that's your nuclear family. But as you get out into that extended family, that it gets a little more with what those perceptions are, I think a little more that you really don't get it. You know, again, you were surprised within your own nuclear family of what that was. So just imagine you've got all those brothers and sisters out there assuming that they want to do this. Or we always had the, you know, the lineup would start and it's, you know, the night before Christmas Eve, the day of, the after, and that, you know. And you might have done that for years, but that was when people didn't have as many kids. That's when they weren't as busy.
Yes.
That's when all that stuff. So to sort of open that dialogue early, and maybe it's not good to be opening that dialogue the week before Christmas or as you're sitting eating turkey, but maybe, you know, maybe to really get to talk about that and say, you know, is it time for us to do a little exchange, or is it time to sort of maybe even chip together and get one larger gift for someone?
Right.
Is it time to put some money in for someone's education fund? Is it time to really think outside of the box on what we can do with that? Is it time for us to say, let's go, you know, volunteer our time somewhere during that
Christmas,
week
yeah.
in, you know, in a volunteering capacity out to help other people. So really look at what that looks like to get that meaning back into what it is like at the holidays, because with all the glitz and glamour and the running around, we definitely can forget about that.
And I think that's why something like an online shopping, if you don't have a lot of time, you're able to sit down. Again, if you have a good idea, it's made very easy, and it's relatively stress-free. I don't have to wait in a lineup.
Oh, for sure. And what I like to do is I keep an ongoing sort of list of things that I'd want throughout the years. So it might be something that I want, but I won't buy for myself, or it's something, yes, a little upgraded version of something that I want. So if I know it's online or wherever it is, I keep that. And if it's online, I have the link to the website or the ID number or whatever it is that people can get it. And that can make it quite easy as well. If you keep that gift for your kids or for relatives or whatever, or I also keep that if I hear someone say, oh, I'd really like that, or if you were out, I make a little note of that later on. But yeah, to shop online, it's great.
You're listening to Organize Anything with Colette Robichaud. We'll be right back on 105.9 Seaside FM.